English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Pour télécharger ces leçons, allez sur le site internet www.lavoixdelamérique.com, cliquez sur « Apprenez l'anglais » et retrouvez les leçons d'anglais spéciales Sénégal. C'est un officier des douanes qui va bientôt à la retraite. Pendant des années, il a vu un homme traverser la frontière à bicyclette, un grand sac derrière lui. Perplexe, il veut percer le mystère du grand sac à l'arrière du vélo. Écoutons leur conversation. Vous répondrez vrai ou faux, true or false, à ces deux énoncés. 1. L'officier des douanes voulait savoir ce que l'homme à la bicyclette cachait dans le gros sac. 2. L'homme à la bicyclette trafiquait les marchandises contenues dans le grand sac. Vous allez ensuite répondre à ces trois questions. 1. Qu'est-ce que l'homme à la bicyclette transportait dans le gros sac? 2. Que trafiquait-il en réalité? 3. Pourquoi les achetait-il à Bantuka? Vous apprendrez enfin comment utiliser en anglais le present perfect.
Stop, old man. Get down off your bicycle.
Hello again, officer.
I have seen you crossing this border for years.
And I've seen you standing at the border, stopping me every time and asking me to get down for years.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Bantuka. I have relatives on the other side of the border.
What is in the big bag today?
I bought some presents for my people, plus some newspaper, some old gloves, old shoes.
Every time I have checked inside the big bag, you carry on your bicycle. Every time, nothing.
And every time, I haven't given you the same answer.
Is that the truth? You're not smuggling anything?
Of course it's the truth. I'm not smuggling anything in my bag.
Come on, old man. I just know you're a smuggler. I'm about to retire. Can you please tell me the whole truth?
You really haven't noticed yet?
No. What have you been smuggling all this time?
Bicycles. They are cheaper in Bantuka. I cross the border with an old bicycle, buy a new one in Bantuka, and ride it back to the big city to sell it there.
Ya Allah! How could I not notice that?
Easy. You only notice the big bag.
Sorry, old man. Now I know your smuggling strategy. Give me the bicycle.
No, I'm sorry, officer. This is my old bicycle.
Vous avez entendu l'officier des douanes et le vieil homme. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. L'officier des douanes voulait savoir ce que l'homme à la bicyclette cachait dans le gros sac. L'énoncé 2 est faux. L'homme à la bicyclette trafiquait les marchandises contenues dans le grand sac. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Qu'est-ce que l'homme à la bicyclette transportait dans le gros sac? Des cadeaux, des journaux, de vieux habits et de vieilles chaussures. 2. Que trafiquait-il en réalité? Des bicyclettes. 3. Pourquoi les achetait-il à Bantuka? Parce qu'elles coûtent moins cher à Bantuka. Écoutez et répétez ces phrases que vous avez entendues dans la conversation.
I have seen you crossing this border for years.
I have seen you standing at the border.
I have checked inside the big bag.
I bought some presents.
Ces phrases sont au present perfect. Elles expriment des actions passées qui ont un lien avec le présent. On forme le present perfect en conjuguant l'auxiliaire to have au présent suivi du participe passé du verbe. Voilà d'autres exemples. He has caught the old man. The villagers have sold bicycles. We haven't heard the music. Vous avez suivi la conversation entre l'officier des douanes et le vieil homme. Vous avez découvert le mystère du grand sac, ou plutôt celui de la bicyclette. Et vous savez utiliser le present perfect, n'est-ce pas? Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph.
E-mail.
Vous allez entendre l'expression e-mail, qui signifie electronic mail, courrier électronique. E-mail. Et répétez. Repeat. E-mail. Une phrase utile quand il s'agit de e-mail. To check the e-mail. Jeter un coup d'œil sur le courrier électronique. Le vérifier. To check. Le regarder. To check the e-mail. To open your email, l'ouvrir. Let's check our email.
Let's check our email. We have an email from Susan Shaw in Chicago.
Jetons un coup d'œil sur notre courrier électronique. Si vous n'avez pas une adresse électronique chez vous, il est fort possible que vous avez accès à cette boîte aux lettres sur un site comme Yahoo ou Hotmail et que vous allez vérifier votre adresse email régulièrement lorsque vous vous rendez à un cybercafé, à un cybercafé. Have you checked your email? Avez-vous vérifié votre courrier électronique? You have an email from your friend. Vous avez une lettre électronique d'un ami. Écoutez la conversation qui suit dans un bureau.
Good morning, Max. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Just fine.
Vous avez entendu la façon dont on se dit bonjour le matin dans un bureau. Good morning, Max. Bonjour, Max. How are you today? Comment allez-vous aujourd'hui? Ou bien, comment vas-tu aujourd'hui? Fine, thank you. Bien, merci. And you? Et vous? Et toi? Just fine. Bien. Just fine. C'est littéralement tout simplement bien. Écoutez le reste de la conversation. Listen.
Now let's check our email. We have an email from Susan Shaw in Chicago. Max, she has a question for you. Her question is, do you come from Los Angeles?
Do I come from Los Angeles? No, I don't. I come from San Francisco. I don't come from Los Angeles.
Une autre façon de demander à quelqu'un d'où il vient ou d'où elle vient, quand on a l'impression d'être presque sûr de l'origine d'une personne, c'est de dire « Do you come from Dakar ?» Vous venez, tu viens de Dakar ? En fait, on s'attend alors à une confirmation et vous pouvez répondre positivement « Yes, I do » ou bien négativement « No, I do not » en contraction « No, I don't ». I come from Guinea. I don't come from Dakar. Répétez après moi. Do you come from Gabon? No, I don't. I come from Congo. Écoutez, listen. Écoutez, Kathy.
Do you come from Los Angeles?
Do I come from Los Angeles? No, I don't. I come from San Francisco. I don't come from Los Angeles.
Et quand on n'a aucune idée d'où vient une personne, on demande la question générale. Where do you come from? D'où venez-vous? D'où viens-tu? Come from signifie venir de. Where do you come from? C'est assez différent que Do you come from Dakar? Vous venez de Dakar? Écoutez, listen.
Where do you come from?
I come from San Francisco.
Where do you come from?
I come from New York.
Where do you come from?
I come from California.
Where do you come from?
I come from the US.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Michel Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique, heureuse d'être de nouveau avec vous pour cette 28e leçon d'anglais English USA. Au cours de notre prochaine leçon d'English USA, nous allons voir Martin Lerner qui visite le parc national de Yellowstone. Il demande à des touristes ce qu'ils aiment et ce qu'ils n'aiment pas. Vous apprendrez aussi à exprimer ce que vous n'aimez pas. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. I'm your guide. Guide, votre guide. I'm your guide. Je suis votre guide. We're going to walk. On va marcher. We're going to walk. Please stay together. Restez ensemble, s'il vous plaît. Please stay together. Please stay with me. Restez avec moi. Stay. Restez. I like the park. I like the forest. I like the mountains. I like the rivers. I don't like cities. Je n'aime pas les villes. I don't like bugs. Je n'aime pas les insectes. Bugs. C'est un terme général pour tous les insectes. Bugs. I don't like bugs. What don't you like? What do you like? What don't you like?
Good morning. I'm Judy. I'm your guide. This is Martin. He is a reporter. He's writing a story about visitors to the park. He's going to ask some questions.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning.
We are going to walk for 3 hours this morning. Are you ready?
Sure.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Please stay together. I want to see all of you. Let's go.
Judy, do you like your work?
Of course. I like the country. I like the forests. I like the mountains and the rivers. I like the clean air.
Where are you from?
I'm from Los Angeles. I don't like cities. I don't like hot places.
When did you come here?
4 years ago. I lived in Denver for 2 years. I didn't like Denver. It's a very big city.
Do you like being a guide?
Very much. I'm outside all day. I don't like being inside.
Where do you live?
I live near the park. Please, stay with me.
I'm going to talk to some of the other people. See you later. Hi, is this your first visit to the park?
Yes, it is.
Do you like parks?
Yes, we like parks. We live in the east, but we like the parks in the west. This is my wife.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
What do you like here?
I like the animals.
What don't you like?
I don't like the people.
There are many people.
I don't like the bugs.
What don't you like?
I don't like camping.
But I like camping. Do you like camping?
No, I don't like camping.
Men like camping.
I don't.
I don't.
Il y a des choses, des événements, des activités ou des gens qu'on n'aime pas. Écoutez bien comment on dit « je n'aime pas ». « I don't like ». C'est la contraction de « I do not like ».« I don't like ». Rappelez-vous, avec un verbe, « I don't like camping ».« I don't like walking ».« I don't like talking ». Ou bien, l'infinitif du verbe, « I don't like to camp ».« I don't like to walk ». I don't like to talk.
I don't like cities. I don't like hot places. I don't like Denver. I don't like being inside.
What don't you like?
I don't like the people. I don't like bugs. Do you like camping?
No, I don't like camping.
Répondez, yes, I like, si vous aimez quelque chose. No, I don't like, si vous n'aimez pas. Essayons ensemble. Do you like camping? Aimez-vous le camping? Yes, I like camping. Do you like bugs? No, I don't like bugs. Do you like cities? Aimez-vous les cités? No, I don't like cities. Do you like the country? Aimez-vous la campagne? No, I don't like the country. Do you like walking? Yes, I like walking. No, I don't like walking. Allez-y maintenant. Répondez aux questions de Martin Lerner.
Do you like camping? Do you like bugs? Do you like cities? Do you like the country? Do you like walking? Thank you for your time. See you later.
Okay.
Hello. How are you?
I don't like walking.
Don't you like the park?
I love the park, but I don't like walking. I like driving.
She doesn't like walking. She likes sitting.
He doesn't like the park. He likes cities.
See you later.
What do you like? Encore une fois, qu'aimez-vous? What do you like? C'est très simple. Vous répondez. I like the country. J'aime la campagne. I like forests. J'aime les forêts. I like rivers. J'aime les rivières. I like to walk. Avec un verbe, le verbe se met à l'infinitif. Ou bien, I like walking.
I like this.
It's beautiful. Isn't it beautiful?
Yes, it is. Look, look at the fish.
Do you like fishing?
Yes, I do.
I don't like fishing. I like walking. I like moving. I don't like sitting.
I don't like fishing. I can't talk. I like talking.
Are we going to sit here?
Let's watch the river.
Utilisons I don't like avec le verbe être, to be. I don't like being late. Je n'aime pas être en retard. Répétez après moi. I don't like being late. I like being outside. J'aime être dehors. I like being outside. I don't like being inside. Je n'aime pas être à l'intérieur. Inside. I don't like being inside. I don't like being late. I like being outside. I don't like being inside. Encore une fois, I don't like being late. Je n'aime pas être en retard. I like being outside. J'aime être dehors. I don't like being inside. Voilà, vous venez d'entendre la 28e leçon de English USA. Vous devriez à présent pouvoir exprimer assez facilement ce que vous aimez et ce que vous n'aimez pas. Exercez-vous à haute voix en pensant à vos activités régulières et à votre goût de certaines choses. Until then, practice hard. Goodbye! Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais?
C'est fait!
Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Mais vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct.
Et de pratiquer l'anglais avec...
Michel.
Et Roger.
Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Participez à Anglais Télé.
Retrouvez-nous aussi sur notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.
Télé, bienvenue à Anglais Télé. I'm Michelle Joseph. You can find us on Facebook. And I have my special guest here.
And je suis Daniel Crafton. Merci, bienvenue.
Welcome to you too. Merci, Daniel. Thanks for being with us on Anglais Télé, which you can find on Facebook. I'm reminding you again. And we have been talking about prefixes, little letters that go before a word, and suffixes, which are little letters that go afterwards. And these little letters have huge significance because they bring a lot of meaning
and
to
changes,
words
and changes. Especially changes.
Absolutely.
Right.
And these are very important nuances in English. So we are in the suffix lesson here, and we're going to look at li, like lovely.
Gently.
Wintry, if it's winter.
Right.
Lovely, everyone understands. So anything with E, it's just like the word, but a bit more. Or it's just defining that it's like something.
It adds a lot of to the word.
Right, so lovely. It's full of love. gently. Wonderfully.
Lovely, you know, a flower can be beautiful. But lovely is making it better than that.
Ooh, absolutely.
You know?
Same with gently. An action from the heart can be gentle, but gently, you really, it just grabs the essence of the word.
Correct.
So that's what that extra li does, or e, y actually. You hear it as an e. Like icy,
right?
Gently, kindly, if it's with kindness. So the sound is E, even though it's a Y, just for you guys who are just listening, it's a Y. So.
But it's written L-Y or Y.
L-Y or Y.
Or Y,
exactly.
So if they see it, let's not...
Yeah, if they see it, you should know that it means that extra savor to that particular word. Right?
An extra little oomph.
I like that.
Which means an extra little more. Right?
An extra oomph.
Yeah, right.
That should be a suffix or a prefix.
Oomph, yeah.
We should just adopt that, you know.
It's in the dictionary.
Wonder oomph.
O-M-P-F.
Right. Or lovely oomph. I like that. Okay, so, we have the M-E-N-T, munt.
Right.
Like establishment, government. These are big states. Or it's a state of being. Like, I'm in wonderment over something.
Right.
So, munt.
And see, you can even take a suffix like munt, add it to government, and you can add, well, we don't go into that, but you can add extra things after that to make it even stronger and more directed. It means it's how people treat the government.
Okay.
The governmental. Are you very governmental? Are you very regulated?
Right.
Are you very direct? Are you very exact?
So that just
governmental.
Like, okay, so instrument. You're making me think of instrument.
Instrumental.
Which is instrument. You're adding the ment.
Right.
You have an instrument, and then instrumental would
right.
be the adjective that really...
Which uses the word, uses the horn or the
right.
violin or the...
Or something that is instrumental, figuratively speaking, which means it directs that action into something.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. See?
Right.
So we can take this ment thing and we can add this little EL at the end.
And add some, and it makes it
kind of a sub-suffix.
Right, oh my God.
A sub-suffix.
We're not going
there is no such thing as a sub-suffix.
We're not going
there.
It's just good to know that in English, you can just add, you keep adding. I mean, a word could end up being 20-something letters
long. It could be, yeah, and some English words are.
Yes.
And that's why English is so confusing, and we're trying to make it simpler.
We're trying to break it down,
right.
guys.
And much simpler for you people out
Absolutely.
There.
Okay. I like that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so side, like patricide. Ooh, that just brings shivers, you know?
Well, it says suicide, but that's
yeah,
a
so
bad one.
Side,
you know?
Has to do, side, C-I-D-E.
Right.
It comes from the Latin, of course, and that's killing.
Right.
So it could be...
Killing of animals, killing of people.
Yeah. And one that everyone knows is insecticide. But,
right.
You know... That was not our list here, but insecticide.
That's also for the bugs, insecticide.
Now, logy, sociology, biology, geology.
Entomology.
So, ology implies what, Dan?
A study of something.
Okay, absolutely.
In entomology, for instance, bugs.
Yes, etymology. We were talking about the bugs out there.
In fact, there's a building here in Washington, D.C., that used to be the headquarters of the Entomology Society of Washington.
Wow.
From the turn of the century. And on the walls of this building, there's bugs all over the walls. Not real bugs, but...
Insects, guys. Insects.
Insect, yeah, right. But not bugs.
No, but in America, they love saying bugs.
Yeah,
and
we like
of
to
course,
say,
that's a generic.
Well, I think they say bugs all over the world, yeah. A bug is something that bugs you. And,
something that bugs you, guys.
Right.
Insects bug people.
Right.
They disturb people. So, okay, I'm going to get back to the ology thing.
Okay, entomology. Yeah.
One famous field of study in America and, of course, in health is cardiology. We don't want to miss that because
Heart surgery and heart treatment and
yes.
heart health.
Heart health, everything
heart
to
health.
Do with the heart.
Right.
And the U.S. is very strong.
And
for...
the doctor who does this is a cardiologist.
Oh, absolutely.
Another
yeah.
suffix.
That's another suffix that's known, and you guys
IST.
Have heard it. Like a biologist.
Right. A geologist.
Geologist. So actually, that's an extension of the study.
Right.
The person who is an expert at that particular.
Yeah, biology is the science. And the person who does the science is a biologist.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
So what about phobia? I think we're going to end on that one. Phobia. Exaggerated fear. So basically, just to sum it up, anything that ends with phobia, that's not good.
It's a fear.
It's a fear.
Of something.
A big fear.
Arachnophobia.
Oh, yes. Arachnophobia, fear of spiders. I don't have that. I don't mind spiders.
No.
Yeah. I think my phobia, the closest one would be claustrophobia.
Hmm.
Yeah, I really need air and space.
Air and space.
Do you need air and space?
Yes. Air and
space. Okay, well, we don't have phobias that we know of, but maybe some of you do, and, you know, it's not your fault if you have a phobia. So when you see it at the end of a word, you will recognize it. It's exaggerated fear. And I think that's it. We're going to close on that. And thank you for listening.
Thank you for coming, everybody.
Find us again on Facebook, Anglais Télé. Retrouvez-nous sur Facebook, Anglais Télé. And you can replay these little videos if you want to understand better. Right?
Right.
Okay,
and
see you next time.
And we'll explain everything to them.
All right, then.
Bye-bye, everybody.